From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo reiterates call to Indonesian to stay calm. Indonesian highlights four strategic issues at W20 meeting. I'm Yuka Kusumawati, now with the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has reiterated his call to all Indonesian citizens to keep calm and discipline in implementing the government health protocols in a bid to curb the spread of COVID-19 across Indonesia. He also urged the people at large to reduce their unnecessary activities amid the exponential growth of cases of Omicron coronavirus variant in the country. Omicron is more transmissible, but its infection fatality rate is less severe than that the Delta one. Indonesia hinted the empowering rural women's economic inclusion is one of four strategic issues to be highlighted at the W20 meeting to be held in Likupang sub-district, North Sulawesi province, on February 14 to 16. Three other issues that Indonesia will highlight at the meeting are related to disability, health, and endeavors to stop discrimination. This was stated by Chairperson of W20 Indonesia 2022, Hardiani Uli Silalahi, on Sunday. Speaking at a virtual talk show to support the W20, G20 and Indonesia's G20 presidency, she said that the four issues need to be discussed with the delegates of the G20 member countries, including the USA and United Kingdom. As the official G20 engagement group focusing on gender equality, the W20 meeting is part of the G20 size events. Economic expert from Samratulangi University, UNSRAT, Dr. Joy Tulung, said that G20 Forum would be able to stimulate the tourism sector in Indonesia, especially for North Sulawesi province. He also said that a series of activities of the forum will also contribute to the National Gross Domestic Products, GDP, and Regional Gross Domestic Products, GRDP, in the regions, thanks to community activities. Then he also assessed that investment would increase, especially in areas such as North Sulawesi, given the potential for infrastructure improvements in that area. Regarding the investment, Tulung considers that investment in the tourism sector and micro, small, and medium enterprises will bring about positive impacts from the forum if both sectors are properly empowered. Let's move on to the international news. The China Meteorological Administration issues a blizzard warning for Sunday, saying significant snowfall is expected in large parts of northern China, including Beijing. The weekend snowfall, which had already begun in some areas on Saturday, is the capital's first since the Winter Olympics opened on February 4th. The authorities issued a blue blizzard warning, the lowest of the country's four-tiered alerts, with some regions forecast to receive up to 4 centimeters of snow. They advised the public to cut back on unnecessary outdoor activities. The Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics Organizing Committee said on Sunday that three new COVID-19 cases were detected among Games-related personnel on February 12th. Two of the cases were found among new airport arrivals. One was among those already in the closed-loop bubble that separates all event personnel from the public, and was classified as either an athlete or team officials. Around 300 vehicles taking part in a Canada-style protest convoy against COVID-19 regulation arrived in Lille, northern France, on Sunday en route to Brussels, where officials have already banned a demonstration called for Monday. The flag-bearing Track North came after 97 people were arrested in Paris on Saturday as thousands of demonstrators defied a ban on trying to block traffic, with 81 still in custody early Sunday. In French, the demonstrators took aim in particular at the vaccine pass required to enter restaurants, cafes, and many other public venues implemented as part of President Emmanuel Macron's inoculation drive. Vietnam will remove its COVID-19 restrictions on international passenger flights with all markets starting February 15, with no limitation on the number of flights. This was stated by Dinh Phit Son, Deputy Director of the Civil Aviation Administration of Vietnam, on Sunday. The Southeast Asian country imposed tight border controls at the start of the pandemic to keep out COVID-19 with some initial success, but that dealt a blow to its burgeoning tourism sector, which accounted for about 10% of gross domestic products. Vietnam had already begun gradually resuming international flights with 15 markets from the beginning of this year, while easing quarantine requirements with vaccinated passengers now needing only 3 days of self-isolations. Listener, now let's move it on to commentary for today on Radio and Trust. Yesterday, February 13, 2022, was observed as the 11th World Radio Day. World Radio Day was introduced on November 3, 2011, at the 36th General Conference of the United Nations Organized for Education, Science and Culture, UNESCO. The first Radio Day commemoration was proposed by Spain on September 20, 2010. Then in 2011, UNESCO conducted extensive consultation with various stakeholders related to the observance of World Radio Day. As a result, 91% support World Radio Day. February 13 was chosen as the anniversary date because it was on that date in 1946 UN Radio was founded. On its website, UNESCO says, "Radio continues to be one of the most trusted and accessible media in the world." UNESCO also states, "Radio is a powerful medium for celebrating humanity in all its diversity and is a platform for democratic discourse." At the global level, radio remains the most consumed medium. Its unique ability to reach the widest possible audiences enables radio to shape the experience of people's diversity, so that it can stand as an arena for all voices to be spoken, represented, and heard. On the other hand, radio stations are required to be able to serve diverse communities, offer a variety of programs, viewpoints, and content, and reflect the diversity of audiences within their organization and operations. The theme for this year's Radio Day is Radio and Trust. The team has three sub-themes, namely, first, Trust in Radio Journalism. Produce independent and high-quality content. Second, trust and accessibility. Take care of the audiences or listeners. Third, radio station trust and survival. Ensure competitiveness. The three sub-themes seems appropriate to see the current radio situation. In the midst of the development of social media, the internet, and various information and communication platforms, radio is required to maintain its strength as a trustworthy medium. The number of fake news or hoaxes on various information and communication platforms makes people still need mainstream print media, such as newspapers or magazines, and electronic media, such as television and radio, to find true and factual news. In accordance with the times, today's radio stations, including Voice of Indonesia, continue to try to reach a wider audiences through various platforms, including live streaming, websites, and social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and others. Thus, it can be said that radio is still the medium with the widest reach. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Grand history starts with event on February 14, 1945, Petah Rebellion in Blitar, East Java. On February 14, 1945, the Indonesian Defense Forces or Petah in Blitar under the leadership of Supriyadi rebelled against the Japanese invaders. The plan was triggered because the young commanders were touched to see the suffering of the Indonesian people who were treated like slaves by the Japanese army. The rebellion was thwarted by the Japanese army. 78 Petah officers and soldiers from Blitar were finally arrested and then put on trial in Jakarta. But Supriyadi was missing at the time. On August 9, 1975, Supriyadi was officially declared a national hero of Indonesia. Next event is that in 1946, the red-white flag was flown for the first time in Manado, North Sulawesi. After the proclamation of independence of the Republic of Indonesia on August 17, 1945, most of eastern Indonesia was still under colonial rule. So at midnight on February 14, 1946, the fighters from North Sulawesi led by Commanders Taulu and Wisan, assisted by Commanders Franz Bismann and Freddy Lumanau, carried out an attack and arrested all soldiers and commanders of the Dutch colonialists from Manado, Tomohon to Tonsea. In the afternoon, the commander of the Royal Dutch East Indies Army, KNIL, De Vries, was forced to give up the red and white flag to fly for the first time in North Sulawesi. We end today in history with the event in 2005 when former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri was killed. Former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri was killed in a bomb explosion west part of the capital, Beirut, on February 14, 2005. Hariri's assassination attempt also killed 9 people and injured 100 others. About 300 kilograms of explosives were detonated as his motorcade passed the Saint George Hotel in Beirut. The assassination occurred amid rising political tensions between Syria, which is a political ally of Lebanon, and the opposition. Hariri resigned as Prime Minister of Lebanon in October 2004 and joined the opposition. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overbragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
tinggalkanku. Dengarkan aku, jangan menyerah dulu, tak mau kehilanganmu. Tetaplah di sini denganku. Ku tak ingin kau berpaling dahulu.
Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The government of Indonesia is increasing collaboration with the World Bank to promote a stronger global economic recovery. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, said that when receiving Deputy Chairperson of the World Bank for East Asia and the Pacific, Manuela V. Ferro, in Jakarta last Friday, they discussed priority programs of the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry in the field of economy during the COVID-19 pandemic and the World Bank's support for the program in national economic recovery. In an official statement in Jakarta last Friday, February 11, the World Bank said, coordination between health and financial policymakers, multilateral financial institutions and global health institutions need to be improved. On this occasion, Coordinating Minister Erlangga Hartarto explained the latest development regarding Indonesia's economic growth and the government's program in national economic recovery. The program included value-added tax and sales tax on luxury goods borne by the government for several types of four-wheeled motorized vehicle. In addition, there are also People's Business Credit Program and Cash Assistance Program for street vendors, stalls, and fishermen. Minister Erlangga also explained the directions of President Joko Widodo regarding the achievement of the target of 0% extreme poverty in 2024 and acceleration of poverty alleviation through increasing the effectiveness of programs and integrated data development. The World Bank, which has a special unit for handling extreme poverty in the world, promised to assist Indonesian government in realizing this directive from the president. Minister Erlangga also revealed that the government continues to try to eliminate obstacles and reduce the cost of goods flow in international and domestic trade. Among others, is through the National Logistic Ecosystem, which is a platform that connects logistics supply and demand to increase collaboration and synergy between ministries or agencies. The World Bank stated that it will collaborate with the Coordinating Ministry for the Economy and related ministries or institutions to develop studies and policies to accelerate the logistic process in Indonesia. The meeting also discussed the issues of energy transition through carbon trading and a fair and affordable energy transition mechanism without placing too heavy a burden on people, industry, and state finances. Minister Erlangga explained, the Indonesian government has collaborated with the Asian Development Bank ADB by launching energy transition mechanism for coal to renewable energy.
Hari ini ku bersamamu sengaja tuk habiskan waktu tuk temani. Temani jiwaku, jiwa yang selalu ada untukmu. Selalu, selalu kau yang berbeda untukku, hanyalah dirimu. Di sini, tetaplah engkau di sini. Temani diriku.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, the people in East Java, especially the Using community in the village of Macan Putih, Banyuwangi Regency, in fact, have a unique way to find a mate. Single man who is attracted to a certain woman must come directly to the woman's house to perform the act of flirting. This tradition is called Gredoan, which locally means to tease. The Gredoan tradition is held once a year. As a matchmaking event, Gredoan is also held to celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. tradition begins in the morning when the community first holds a celebration at the mosque. Then in the evening, the girls usually help their parents cook in the kitchen. At the time, the graduan tradition takes place. Man who is attracted to a certain girl will come to the girl's house. He will insert a stick through the gap in the wall of the house made from bamboo. The girl will then break the stick if she is willing to get acquainted with the man. Then the man begins to get acquainted while seducing the girl, but their conversation is limited by a bamboo wall where the girl is inside the house and the boy is outside. Now the rules of the graduan tradition are quite different. When the sticks have been broken, they are no longer acquainted and chat against a bamboo wall. Now the man will be invited to come in and chat in the living room, of course accompanied by the girl's parents. But especially on this traditional night, they are given the freedom to chat until late at night. Frequently, couples who follow this tradition eventually get married. The graduan tradition is very lively. Other residents, ranging from children to adults, parade around the village presenting various kinds of attractions to commemorate this tradition. Some perform fire stick attractions, play Hadra folk music, and carnivals of giant dolls. Among the various attractions, the fire stick attraction is the most eagerly awaited. The fire stick attraction uses bamboo and ropes that are burned at the ends. In this attraction, the local village youths demonstrate their skills in playing fire sticks, starting from showing off the ability to forming formations, myriad attractions of martial arts. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Ku tak tahu ini hilang kemana semua rasa untukmu semua cintaku mungkin karena sifatmu mungkin karena caramu kepadaku tak pernah
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about nonton film di bioskop. Nonton film di bioskop, which means watching movie in the cinema. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Film Tadi Bagus Sekali. Film tadi bagus sekali, which means the movie was so good. This conversation happens between Kevin and Nuni. Nuni wants to know about Kevin's opinion on the movie that they just watched. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kevin, bagaimana filmnya?
Menurutku, filmnya bagus sekali. Aku suka alur ceritanya.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Bagus sekali, which means very good. Alur cerita, which means plot. Bagaimana filmnya, which means how is the movie? Filmnya bagus sekali, which means the movie is very good. Aku suka alur ceritanya, which means I like the plot. Bagaimana acting para pemainnya, which means how is the acting of the actors? Menurutku acting mereka bagus, which means I think their acting is good. Menurutmu bagaimana alur ceritanya, which means what do you think about the plot? Alur ceritanya mudah ditebak, which means the plot is predictable. Filmnya membosankan, which means the movie is boring. In the conversation, you hear the expression, bagaimana filmnya, which means how is the movie? In the question, there is the word bagaimana, which means how. In the conversation between Nuni and Kevin, the question word bagaimana, which means how, is used to ask someone's opinion. The question bagaimana filmnya, which means how is the movie, is used to ask someone's opinion about a movie. Let's listen to the other examples of asking someone's opinion by using the question word bagaimana. Bagaimana acting para pemainnya, which means how is the acting of the actors? Menurutku acting mereka bagus, which means I think their acting is good. Menurutmu bagaimana alur ceritanya, which means what do you think about the plot? Alur ceritanya mudah ditebak dan filmnya membosankan. Alur ceritanya mudah ditebak dan filmnya membosankan, which means the plot is predictable and the movie is boring. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kevin, bagaimana filmnya?
Menurutku, filmnya bagus sekali. Aku suka alur ceritanya.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウンティカールバイルス COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播我的口罩保护你你的口罩保护我
evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente mi máscara te protege tu máscara me protege
Volkom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Cinta biasa Hanya denting nada yang memanjakan senyumanmu Ingin ku cerita semua rahasia Yang hanya Tuhan dan kamu yang tahu Kau buatku lemah tak berdaya
ha, 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 ha. Oh.
Kau membebaskanku dan
ha, 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 ha.
Bersamamu Aku tahu kau suka padaku Kau memalu aku Tak senyaman kau bersama aku oh, oh. Aku pun inginkan kamu Semua ini memang tidak biasa Yeah, yeah. Apa yang ku rasa padamu memang istimewa Selidiki aku apa adanya Ayo kita bongkar mujizat dunia Kau membuat hati tergila-gila Hatiku tergila-gila Aku tahu kau suka padaku Karena erat kau memeluk aku Terasa nyaman kau bersama aku Aku pun inginkan kamu Kau buatku tertawa dan
namamu. Kau membebaskanku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku karena erat kau memeluk aku. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Oh, oh, erat kau memeluk aku. Oh, 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 rasanya man kau memeluk aku.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Bunga Teratai by Henny Puriandari. This song was composed by Marjo Kahar. It describes the beauty of lotus flower, a type of flower that grows on the surface of calm water, such as ponds or swamps. This song tells that every morning when the sun begins to shine, lotus flowers sway, dancing in the clear water. The beauty of the lotus flower can comfort a sad heart. Well, listener, here is Henny Puriandari with the keroncong song, Bunga Teratai.
Sungguh semua
cahayaku.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Nada, nada, kasih kita telah lama. Sunyi tak bersuara, rindu-rindu yang biasa telah hilang sirna disapu kelam. Salahkah aku tinggalkan kamu? Apakah dirimu memang benar aku cinta, dan kaulah satu-satunya? Lalu kenapa diriku jatuh hati kepadanya? Maaf bila ku tercipta untuknya, bukan untukmu. Tanpa pisah, gugur satu bunga di taman hati. Oh, salahkah aku tinggalkan kamu? Oh, apakah dirimu memang benar aku cinta, dan kaulah satu-satunya? Lalu kenapa diriku jatuh hati kepadanya? Maaf bila ku tercipta untuknya, bukan untukmu. Aku sangka kaulah yang terbaik, tapi dia yang melukis senyumku. Telah ku coba, namun sayangnya ku tak mampu pertahankan runtuh dinding hatiku. Tak untuk
of Indonesia.
Apa yang terjadi semalam? Aku tak mampu untuk lupakan kamu. Membuat diri ini du'adu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua. Menarik, membuatku terhipnotis. Kamu membuat raga ini du'adu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang menarik semua untuk tertuju padamu seorang.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.